Ajahn Jayasaro begins this chapter with a verse from the, or this section with a verse from the Dhammapada. An intelligent person, even though associated with a wise man only for a moment, quickly understands the Dhamma, just as the tongue knows the taste of soup. So during his stay at Wat Khawongkot, Ajahn Chah first heard the name of the monk who was to become a legendary figure in Thailand, the most revered monk of his generation. Today, on the shrines of houses, shops, and offices throughout the country, a photograph of Lumpu Man. Lumpu is like venerable grandfather. It's a special term of reverence and respect. Of Lumpu Man can commonly be seen in a place of honor, just below the Buddha himself. In it, you see a slight figure dressed in the somber robes of the forest monk, standing almost ghost-like amongst unearthly trees, his hands clasped in front of him, radiating an austere composure and an ethereal stillness. He seems to be looking right through the camera and into the deepest recesses of your heart. It is an inspiring but discomforting picture. It challenges all that you take for granted. The impression of Lumpu Man conveyed by the stories and anecdotes related by those who knew him is startlingly reminiscent of the accounts of great monks found in the Buddhist scriptures. Even after making allowances for the bias of loyal disciples, such comparisons are not fanciful. Lumpu Man was, for all 60 or so years of his monastic career, an exemplar of the ascetic peripatetic existence that we associate with the monks of the Buddha's time. He was in his mid-70s before he spent two consecutive rain retreats in the same monastery. Only at the very end of his life, when he could no longer walk, did he give up his daily alms round. His psychic powers were apparently stupendous. His wisdom, to use the traditional simile, was as sharp and penetrating as a diamond sword. He is credited with the highest realization of Dhamma. For most Thais, Lumpu Man represents the incontrovertible proof that enlightenment exists and is attainable in this day and age. The forest tradition has never disappeared from Thailand, but before Lumpu Man, forest monks were always scattered in small isolated communities that possessed little sense of a wider tradition. These sanghas tended to be centered around a charismatic teacher, and after his death rarely survived for more than two or three generations. There are no records to tell us how many such groups have assembled and dispersed in the last 700 years. We will never know how many enlightened beings have come and gone. In the words of the Buddha himself, like birds crossing the sky, they left no tracks. Lumpu Man, however, lived at the beginning of a more connected, informed, and time-ridden age. Accounts of his practice and teachings have been recorded in many books. A number of fine training monasteries have been established by his disciples throughout the Northeast, which attracts visitors and pilgrims from all over the country. He may be an unfathomable figure to many, but he is not obscure. The high standards maintained by the monks of his lineage and the integrity and prowess of his greatest disciples has ensured that today there is a respect for forest monks that has not existed in the country since the Sukhothai period, which is around 1200 or 1300. It would not be an exaggeration to say that the Thai forest lineage as we know it was established almost single-handedly by Lumpu Man. But in the late 1940s, he was still relatively unknown. Throughout his monastic life, Lumpu Man shunned fame and status like a pestilent disease. 15 years earlier, while staying at Wat Chedi Luang, one of the oldest and most prestigious monasteries in Chiang Mai, he had received a letter from the powers that be in Bangkok informing him of his appointment as abbot. The next day he disappeared into the mountains and was not seen in the city again for a number of years. Lumpu Man was often a fierce and exacting teacher. His scoldings were famous. In his disciple Lumpa Mahabua's memorable phrase, they, quote, shriveled your liver, unquote. And yet he inspired a quiet but intense devotion from all who knew him.